Pope Francis is visiting Chile and Peru this week. It'll be something of a homecoming for him. The Pope is from Argentina, right next door to Chile. But the visit might not be a complete love fest. It's Francis's first trip to Chile as Pope, and it comes at a time of big challenges for the Catholic Church there. Around 60% of Chileans identify as Catholic, but the country's confidence in the Church is waning. Here's reporter Emily Green in Santiago.
Maria Eugenia Alabaco went to church every Sunday as a kid. She was so devout, she thought about becoming a nun.
Creo que no habría sido una buena monja.
I think I wouldn't have become a good nun, she laughs. She remembers the day she began to question the church. Her grandfather had died, and she brought the casket to the local church. The priest was in the middle of a funeral ceremony.
Y paró eso para preguntar.
The priest stopped the ceremony to ask if Ilabaca and her family had paid money so her grandfather could be brought there. They hadn't. They didn't know they needed to. The priest forced them to take her grandfather's casket away. But the final straw came decades later, when it was revealed that hundreds, possibly thousands of kids were sexually abused by Chilean priests.
En vez de sacarlos de la iglesia o excomulgarlos o qué sé yo,
instead of kicking the priests out of the church or excommunicating them, they're sent to places far away where they continue their lives like normal, Ilabaca says. She's not alone in her disillusionment. Over the past two decades, public confidence here in the Catholic Church has plummeted, and fewer Chileans identify as Catholic. At the same time, evangelical Christianity has taken off, attracting former Catholics like 28-year-old Andrea Latorre. I met her in the train station in Santiago.
Yo pienso que la religión católica es mucho dinero.
Latorre says the Catholic religion has a lot of money, and so does the Vatican. So she's not interested in the Pope's visit. That's a big change from 1987, when Pope John Paul II visited Chile during the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. He called for the country to move toward democracy.
La iglesia, cuando terminó la dictadura, era la...
Fernando Montes is a priest here, and he says when the dictatorship ended in 1990, the church was the most respected institution in Chile. But not anymore. And Pope Francis hasn't helped matters, Montes says. He appointed a bishop who's accused of covering up sexual abuse cases, prompting protests.
Si no vio lo que el otro sacerdote hacía,
he says if the bishop didn't know about the sex abuse, that just shows he's not paying attention and shouldn't be the bishop. But if he did know about the abuse but didn't say anything, that's even worse. Other Chileans say the church has become too focused on people's personal sexual lives. Most recently, it lobbied heavily against a new law that legalized abortion in narrow circumstances, including rape. Senator Ignacio Walker supported the legislation.
I've got the impression that the church, which is my church, I'm a Catholic, replaced social morality for sexual morality.
Still, there's no denying that a lot of Chileans are thrilled to see the Pope during his three-day visit here. But his presence may come too late to shore up support for an ailing institution. For The World, Emily Green, Santiago, Chile.